The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Be sure and visit our website, 945theanswer.com. And while you're online, find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Talk945. I'm there as well. Just search for Joey Hudson. Yes, it is Tuesday. Joining me for a few minutes, Congressman William Timmons. Welcome in, Congressman. Are you in the district this week?
Joey, good morning. I am in the district, and I couldn't be happier. I'm very pleased to be home for. I got 7 days left, so it's a good week.
Nice little break. Let's jump right in, Congressman. Were you surprised that this coalition of moderate Democrats, if you will, joined you guys the other day to pass this $4.6 billion bill that the president signed yesterday?
I was only surprised in as much as Pelosi didn't kill them before they voted.
She may torture them yet. Who knows?
It is still possible. The fact that we overwhelmingly voted on some policy as opposed to just playing politics, it was one of the first times. So, I mean, maybe there is hope in Washington. But honestly, the $4.6 billion was literally just humanitarian aid. I mean, it didn't do anything to stem the flow of migrants from Central America. It didn't do anything to stop the flow of drugs over the border. It didn't do anything to address the problem. So this is a step in the right direction in that we will have far less human suffering on our southern border, but it's not going to stop the problem, and we need to get to work on that.
Yeah. Well, and you're right. It's not going to stop the problem, and that's the next big challenge that you guys face and have been facing. And hopefully, though, this is a step. But maybe some of the Democrats are softening, and they understand now that they're traveling down and seeing some of the issues themselves, just what the problems are. And they'll come around and help build that wall. They'll help with some immigration reform. I wasn't surprised. I mean, of course, your colleague AOC was down there yesterday. She made a visit, just like you did a couple weeks ago. But Congressman, I got to tell you, the picture that she painted yesterday was a lot different. When it comes to some of our Border Patrol agents and some of the fine people down there working, trying to do the best they can with what they have, I mean, I was amazed at how she responded to and how she treated some of the agents down there.
Well, I want to back up for a second. So the president's been screaming about a border crisis for literally 7 months.
Yes.
And the Democrats have just put their head in the sand and said, no, you're wrong, you're lying, you're just wrong. So I was just very pleased at the direction things are going in that we did pass $4.6 billion in humanitarian aid. But I want to point out how this happened. So a number of Democrats have been to the border early, and I was actually I led one of the trips to McAllen, Texas a few weeks ago, and I brought with me a Democrat that's a freshman, Dean Phillips out of Minnesota, and he came back. He was obviously he saw what I saw. He was as moved as I was. And he came back and he told everyone what he saw. And he said, this is unacceptable. This is un-American. We have to do something about this. And so that is partially why we were able to pass this humanitarian aid. But he also talked to AOC and he said, you need to go to the border. Like, this is not what you think it is like. And so I guess the good news is she went.
Yep.
The bad news is that when she saw what I saw, instead of taking the approach of, we need to do something about this, she started blaming. And I mean, I don't know. I wasn't with her. I don't know what happened. I could imagine that these border patrol agents and these customs and border officials probably don't like her very much because of the way that she's handled the last 7 months. I mean, a lot of these people are responsible for the way that things have gotten worse at the border. And I would put her up there on that list.
Yeah.
So maybe they don't like her. Maybe they said something they shouldn't have. But I can promise you that the people that I saw were incredibly professional, and they were just in need of help, and they were wanting anybody's help that would give it to them.
Yeah. Well, look, you can see some of the tweets, some of the comments that she made. You can see some of her previous comments. So I can't blame some of these men and women down there who literally are putting their lives at risk on a daily basis. And you have AOC fly in for a day or so. I can't blame them for their response because, you know, this is me talking. It's all a show for her. She was down there.
Joey, it is one thing and one thing only. How do I get more Twitter followers?
Thank you.
And how do I make whatever it is about me?
Thank you.
How do I make whatever the issue is of the day about me and put my name in the center of it?
Yep.
What do I need to do that?
Yep.
And that is just wrong. Yep. It's just wrong.
It's very wrong. And I'm just hopeful that next year we can send her back to her bartending job so that we don't have to even talk about who AOC is anymore. But she was just disrespectful. I mean, there are reports of her screaming at some of the agents down there yesterday. Some of them described it as a quote, in a threatening manner. And you just don't go into a situation like that. They all admit that it's tough down there. It's not the best of conditions. We're trying our best to do it. Hey, look, I understand that twice she had voted against funding that would have helped already. Now, she did, I understand, vote for this for the package that the president signed yesterday. It's all about her. All right, let's jump to another quick one here. On Friday, a federal judge issued a ruling blocking the president from using $2.5 billion to actually to build a portion of the wall. It's like he's trying to stop the problem, to take care of the problem, but everywhere he turns, someone's opposing him.
It would seem that the entire federal government is against the president on pretty much everything. I got to tell you, I mean, it really does seem that way. And the president is using every tool at his disposal. He's thinking outside the box. He's doing whatever he can to leverage his position to accomplish his objective. And that's how a businessman does things. You know, just because you don't have the ideal set of circumstances to accomplish an objective doesn't mean that you don't try.
Yep.
It means that you use alternative methods to find a way to get to the place you need to be, and that's why he's the president, and that's the kind of thought process that we need in the government, not the, you know, this is a square hole, I got a round peg. Like, I mean, it's trouble.
Well, I think you're right. He's a business person, and when you have a problem, you try to come up with ways to solve that problem. And if your first attempt doesn't work, you try something different. And that's what the president is trying to do. And as you said very early on today, the real problem, of course, is having these folks come to our border thinking that they can come into our country. We've got to stop that. We wouldn't have to have these centers. We wouldn't have to be housing them, feeding them, clothing them if they didn't come across the border to begin with. So that's where we have to start. We have about a minute left here, Congressman. I know this is a sensitive subject here, but the congressional baseball game last week.
Joey, you had to bring it up. So I will say this. I scored 3 of the 7 runs that the Republicans got. So.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was okay. We did lose 14-7, but we had 14 runs left on base.
Wow.
And they had 3 runs left on base. So,
wow.
You know, I think there was some strategy involved in this. I was a little bit discouraged the manner in which we did not play people based off of merit. But, you know, I didn't think that the Republicans would be the team of everybody gets a trophy, but you know, that's how we did it this year. Next year we may take a different approach, but you know, their pitcher is an incredible athlete, Cedric Richmond out of Louisiana. He was throwing, you know, mid 80s. I think he probably threw in the 90s once or twice. I mean, he was throwing strikes. It was truly impressive. So he'll be a year older next year, and maybe we'll take a different approach.
Maybe he'll be on vacation for the game. Maybe they'll have to have someone else.
I think that he's going to be a big problem to our success. I can promise you that.
Y'all going to have to start practicing a little earlier. Maybe go ahead and start practicing now for next year.
Joey, the best part about this congressional baseball game is it's over, and I get to sleep until 6:30 as opposed to wake up at 5.
Congressman William Timmons, happy 4th of July to you. Appreciate you being with us on this Tuesday with Timmons, and look forward to talking with you next week.
Joey, thanks for having me. Happy 4th. Have a safe 4th, and I'll talk to you Tuesday.
Sure thing. Congressman William Timmons from the 4th District of South Carolina, always good to catch up with him.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.